This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jury selection in the trial of the man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store continues today. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The man who allegedly killed 10 people at the grocery store in March 2021 has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. A Boulder County jury will decide his fate in a trial that should last 3 weeks. That jury has not yet been seated. Prosecutors and defense attorneys are still selecting the panel amid 1,500 people summoned to the Boulder County Justice Center starting last week. Opening statements are expected by the end of this week. The victims include not only those who were shot and killed, but also people who escaped from the store during the attack. The 25-year-old faces more than 100 felony charges and has been hospitalized for several years at the state's mental health hospital. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coloradans can learn more about behavioral health with a new website. CPR's John Daly has more on what the state is calling a performance hub.
It provides data and information about things like funding and the workforce. County-by-county maps show who's received publicly funded mental health services, for example. Here's the program's Mark Condajani.
We're trying to make a system that's accessible for all Coloradans. One of the best ways to do that is to look at data and try to understand what it tells us.
The site also gives information about beds available for substance use disorder treatment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans are buying less alcohol. Sales of beer, wine, and liquor are all down in the first half of this year compared to last year. Total volume is down 6%. Chris Karen owns Locals Liquor in Silverthorne. She says customers are limiting their alcohol.
But one of the biggest areas that we're seeing growth in is non-alcoholic. You know, we carry non-alcoholic cocktails, we carry non-alcoholic wine, non-alcoholic beer.
Karen says the competition from grocery stores has hurt sales the most. There's Colorado News ahead on Morning Edition and election officials concerned about AI amplifying misinformation. This is CPR News.